TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find me on the Facebook and the Instagram at that same handle. Driving with DeMarco is, of course, part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is, of course, presented in conjunction with TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Always use your head and read the amazing articles of The Chair Shot. Listen to the hard-hitting podcast here at The Chair Shot, like this one, like the hashtag Miranda Show, which just went up this morning, that you can listen to myself and Miranda Morales talk about Bayley's return to prominence in the women's division for WWE. Talk about the 24/7 championship and the things that we're most excited about for AEW's Double or Nothing, which I may have made some news with yesterday on the Twitter. So yeah, that's fun. You can also, while you're reading the articles of The Chair Shot, while you're listening to the podcast of The Chair Shot, you can wear your very own Chair Shot t-shirt by heading on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Right now, if you use the promo code SPRING, you will get 20% off your entire order at prowrestlingtees.com. So again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. 20% off using the promo code SPRING. You can also go to make your way on over to thechairshot.com and then click store in the menu. That will take you to the same exact place. There's nothing different. Either way works. The same exact destination. There's two different ways of getting there. All right, you can get a lot of places by driving different directions, different ways, taking different directions, get to the same place. That's the way it works. TheChairShot.com, click store on the menu, or prowrestlingtees.com/TheChairShot. We have some great content coming out over the next few days. A ton of coverage for Double or Nothing, which I'm really excited about. So stay tuned for all of that, because it should be a whole heck of a lot of fun. Now, what I want to talk to you about this morning, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. You know, we'll still talk some more All Elite Wrestling as we approach Double or Nothing this weekend. And I'm excited about it. All right, I will talk to you a moment for about the tweet. I sent out a tweet last night, and I did a very impassioned version of Driving with DeMarco about Brandi Rhodes' comments. I stand by what I say. You don't tell people that if they don't like something, they're not a fan. It's just not a smart thing to say, especially before you even put that something out. I just want to clarify, and I thought I made myself clear, but I want to clarify for everybody else out there. I want it to be successful. I want it to do well, because that's what this business is all about. We need competition. Competition has already made WWE better. And I know some people disagree with that statement, but you're allowed to. The ratings have gone up, but to me, it's what I see with my eyeballs. My eyeballs are not jaded in one direction or another. I'm not a WWE mark or an AEW mark. I'm a mark for something. We all are. I'm a mark for the wrestling business, the business side. What causes things to get better? What causes business to improve? What directions we can take the business in? Whether it's WWE, All Elite Wrestling. I'm actually very interested in the business side of things for MLW. And I'm starting to pay closer attention to that. Haven't been able to give it the coverage that I want to, but that's going to be coming. I know it. At thechairshot.com, so we're getting there as well, because MLW, to me, I don't know if sleeping giant is the right phrase, but they're definitely going to be something, and I think they're going to be something very, very soon. So I could see them being in a much higher profile position by the end of the year. I don't know the certainties of their TV contract, but they're getting their product out there in every way they can, and I am a big old fan of MLW. But today's topic is completely different. We are shifting back. We're not necessarily going to the world of WWE, but we're using the world of WWE as a model for something that's very important. It's not the model for how to produce a product. It's not the model for how to do business or anything like that. It's the model for how to grow a character. And that's what I want to talk about today. And this is really down to the individual performer level more than it is the company level, the booker, the creative, which I tend to talk about a lot. But this is the actual performer level. Because I want to talk about the importance of a character, knowing who your character is, owning every single trait of your character. And there is none better in this business today. And I know my listeners are smart. I know some of you are actually screaming this person's name right now, thinking at who I'm going to say. And I know that most of you are right, because that's how smart you are. There is no better person in this business who knows their character and portrays their character to a T like Lacey Evans. You may not like this position that Lacey Evans is in. You may not think she's the best in the ring, but there is no better character in wrestling today, no better character performer than Lacey Evans. She's the shit. With no S at the end of it. She is amazing in everything that she has done. There is video of her greeting fans out in public, outside of an arena in a public place, using the little rag that she uses. I don't know what it's called. I'm sure it has a better name than that. The little towel that she, you know, uses to wipe sweat away and everything. She's using that as she's touching fans because she doesn't want to touch them. She is 100% in character all the time. Her gear is on point for her character. You may not like her gear, and you don't have to like her gear. You don't have to think her gear is attractive. It's not all about being attractive. She's a beautiful woman, but you don't have to like her gear to think that it's the perfect gear for her character, because it is. And remember, the talent buys their own gear, so she invested in that. She invested in her character, which we'll get to. All those hats. Lacey Evans is an amazing performer. In the ring is something that she's been caught a little bit of flack for, but I got to be honest with you. I can't complain about too many WWE performers in the ring. As long as they're safe, which she is, and I know you're going to talk about that moonsault, but you know, there's a thing called being in position when you're on the mat to receive a moonsault that no one is worrying about, because you know, Natalya can do no wrong in the eyes of the internet. But in the ring, she's fine. In WWE, your in-ring ability is a threshold. And once you get to that threshold, everything else is gravy. You could be the greatest in-ring performer in the world, but not have the character elements, not have the marketing elements, not, you know, not have the, have that it factor, and not necessarily make it to the top. That's Cesaro for me, and you know this. Cesaro's my favorite wrestler in the world today. It's Cesaro. But he's not showing the ability to get over and to connect. And I hate what they've done with his new music and his new graphics package. Like what he did before, kind of that Bond look when he would wear the suit and everything. That was great. Now he's a dude in trunks, and it fucking sucks. Lacey Evans is not a quote-unquote dude in trunks. And I'm not saying she's a dude. I'm just using that analogy. She is a character. And she is an amazing character. When I say she's a beautiful character, I'm not talking about her looks. I am talking about her delivery, her performance. Talk about kayfabe. Holy shit. Like, she's maintaining kayfabe to a T. I have received DMs from people who absolutely abhor this character. The way she's talking about, you know, what she does for her man. And how in 2019 nobody should do that. That's the fucking point. And I will not accept people telling me, no, you don't understand. They're not over with me as a heel. I hate their character. That's over with you as a heel. Because your definition of over with you as a heel means you like them. And you're not supposed to like them. You're supposed to hate them. And in 2019, hating somebody is getting you to hate their character. In 1988, you just hated somebody. You didn't have to put qualifying statements on it. You just hated them. You just fucking hated them. Don't like you. Boo. Boo this man. Boo this woman. Now it's like you need a reason to boo somebody other than the fact that you just don't fucking like them. And I can't buy into that. I won't buy into that. In 2019, you have to be given a reason to hate somebody. And they know you know. They know you know the business. They know you're on Twitter. They know you're on Facebook. They know you read all this bullshit that Dave Meltzer and Ringside News make up and then spit out to you. So they're going to use that shit against you. And they're great at it. And Lacey Evans knows that people think her character is outdated. So she's going to go hardcore 100% into it, and you're going to hate it. And that gets her over. Because she is in a prominent position on the women's roster, and she's proven she belongs. And it doesn't matter what opportunity she's quote-unquote taken from others. There's a notion in this business about, you know, time and paying dues. Paying dues is one thing. Tenure is another. Tenure does not equal success in wrestling. There are look at Kofi. It took Kofi 11 years to get to the heavyweight championship. It took Seth Rollins far less. He's a two-time champion. It took Roman Reigns far less. Both are fine. Neither is bad. I'm glad Kofi got there. Look how quickly Kevin Owens got to the Universal Championship. And then look at Kofi Kingston. I'm glad he's there. Like I said, I'm excited for him. I'm glad he's where he is. It's okay. It's okay that Lacey Evans got where she was so fast. I'm surprised she's not the Raw Women's Champion. By the time her storyline with Becky is over, she may have held that title. And that's okay, too. Becky one belt might become Becky zero belts. Becky will be fine because Becky's a great performer. Becky's owning her character. But Lacey Evans has been working on this character forever, and she has mastered it. And that's the big idea for today. If you got to really master every element of your character. It's hard. They say that in wrestling, the best characters are your own personality, you know, turned up to 11. And I agree with that to a point, but some people can actually deliver a character that isn't who they are. Adam Cole might be the nicest human being walking the face of the planet. Now, I'm biased. Everyone knows that I have a man crush on Adam Cole, that I'm an Adam Cole mark, that I can walk around screaming bay bay all day, but I don't because people wouldn't know what the fuck I was doing. But he might be one of the nicest human beings I've ever met and ever spoken to, and I have done that on more than one occasion. And if he were 6'4 and 245 pounds, he'd be a multi-time world champion and Roman Reigns' greatest rival. But he's not. And so this is where he is. And I still think he'll be a major star for this company, whether it's growing NXT, whether it's on the main roster. Who the hell knows? But he's Adam Cole. He's amazing. He's a character. That's not who he really is. Lacey Evans is a character. And she is phenomenal. She has a great story outside of the ring. Being, you know, former Marine, everything that she's overcome in her life. And when she turns babyface someday, those things are going to be part of that character. And the elements you see in the character now will someday be downplayed. Because that's what we do in wrestling. She's going to get over. And then when people learn about the real person behind the character, she's going to get over even more. It's called career longevity. I've had a lot of people say, why don't they just use the things that are about her as a real person? And I'm like, because she might be doing this for 10 years. So we need to give it time. Use what she's using now to get over, and she's over. Use the other stuff later. But the big idea, own your character. And I mean own it. Live that shit 100%. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, used to have to carry around $100 bills so he could be the Million Dollar Man on a Wednesday night in a restaurant. So that he could show up at a crowded restaurant, pay off the maitre d', and get a seat. He needed to be able to do that. To live that character, where if someone ran into the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase on the street, they were getting the Million Dollar Man. You don't get that today, but I have a feeling you get it with Lacey Evans, and I think that's amazing. And I think that she is going to go far because of how much she owns her character. Doesn't matter if I like her, doesn't matter if I want her to succeed, she's going to succeed. The cream will rise to the top. As a very, very wise macho man once said. That's going to do it for this AM edition. It's Thursday morning, May 23rd, this AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. Now, my name is Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. The website's at ChairShot.com, at TheChairShot.com, ProWrestlingTees.com /TheChairShot. Use the promo code SPRING, get 20% off your order. That's any order, not just the chair shot stuff. Anything you order over at ProWrestlingTees.com, you will get 20% off. That goes through May the 27th, I believe. So noon Central Time on May 27th, you can get anything you want for 20% off at ProWrestlingTees.com using the promo code SPRING. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the discussion. You know, it's funny. I made that post on Twitter about Brandi Rhodes and what she said and how it should piss you off if you're a wrestling fan and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. I immediately was met with praise. All these people were all over it. They love it because those are my followers, right? Those are people who understand, again, how I think. One or two people trying to argue the point. Steve Cook doing probably the best job of anybody of arguing against what I said. And he's going to turn it into an article, which I think is brilliant. He should do that. But Steve Cook, you know, doing the best job of arguing against what I said. Then all the AEW stands came out, and I'm the fucking devil. And I have a feeling that I probably got a whole lot of people blocking me now that I don't even know who they are because they never follow me. I also got a bunch of followers over it. And that's my point that I want to make. It's a little bonus point here on Driving with DeMarco. Take a stand. Take a stand and back it up. It's something that Jim Rome used to live by. It's something that is part of our hiring page over at thechairshot.com. Have a take and don't suck. I don't care what your take is, as long as you can report, as long as you can support it. And that's the problem that I see with Twitter. Twitter allows people to have a take and not have to support it. Twitter allows you to have a take and absolutely suck. So does Facebook, so does Instagram, but Instagram's not really the place for takes, it's the place for pictures. And that's fine, and we use it. You know, we use it to drive our business, and I have no idea if it does because the link's in the bio, not in the individual post, so it's hard to see that. We're not going to pay to use Instagram for that reason. But, you know, but have a take. Stay on your take. Own your take. Say when you're wrong. If someone changes your mind about something, live that up. Own it. Because there's nothing better than being enlightened in this world, in this business in general. So take the full opportunities to do those things. My name is Greg DeMarco. I thank you for listening. I love you for supporting the Chair Shot, for supporting me, for supporting this endeavor. Excuse me, I had to cough there. We couldn't do this without you. You're the reason why we do. The interactions are the reasons why we do this. The people are the reasons why we do this. A quick shout out to my boy, Andrew Belez. Feel better. Andrew's been under the weather. Seems like it's pretty rough for a while there. He is back a little bit, so I'm excited about that. Being sick is no joke. I am a terrible sick person. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit right now. I am a fucking baby when I am sick. My wife, and as you know, if you listened yesterday, we celebrated 20 years of marriage yesterday. She can tell you, as strong as I am and as great as I am when other people are sick and taking care of the family and doing everything, and I'm good at that because I love people. I am a fucking terrible sick person. Like, when I get sick, I just crawl up and die. And I'm not going to say I'm unbearable, although I have been in the past. When I'm sick, I think some people would tell you I'm unbearable regularly. Have a conversation with Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales about that. They'd probably tell you that. But, you know, that's what friends are for. But, yeah, I hope he gets better. And I'm excited to see him on the mend and getting back to full strength because he's fantastic. As are all of you for listening. So I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you this afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.